I wanted us just to consider the story of, we call him blind Bartimaeus. And it's interesting, if we're paying attention, God is speaking. And it just interested me to hear the word that our sister Donna gave us about asking. I've always wondered about that story, blind Bartimaeus, and you know, I'm having trouble tonight to remember names and references in the Bible, but it's in Luke 18. So let's turn to Luke 18. At the end of that chapter, it says, "And it came to pass that he was come nigh unto Jericho," verse 35, "and a certain blind man sat by the wayside." What were we just encouraged to do? That our eyes would be open. Did you hear that prayer prayed just now? Is anyone here? I mean, right? I mean, so, and here is a man who's blind. And no one's really paying attention to him. He's off to the wayside, and he's begging. But he hears the multitude passing by, and he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, saying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out so much the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, what interests me is that this man was a beggar, he was blind, and yet he seemed to know something about Jesus that many other people did not know. When they said to him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," he immediately associated that with, "Thou Son of David." He connected Jesus of Nazareth to the one that they were looking for. Now, how did he know that? It seems that he must have heard about Jesus and what Jesus had been doing and how Jesus had been teaching and healing and feeding the 5,000, performing miracles, making the lame to walk. And something sprang up in his heart. This is my opportunity. This is my chance. There was hope. And so he begins to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You would think that those around him would say, "Well, let's take him to Jesus," right? Instead, "No, be quiet." And yet he cries out all the more. There was a desire in his heart that was not going to be denied. And I think that's something of what we've been hearing tonight. We have to have a desire for Jesus that will not be denied. Are we hungry? Are we truly thirsty for him? And so they told him, "Be quiet," but he cried out the more, and Jesus stopped. This man's cry caused Jesus to stop. And I think, beloved, every time Jesus finds people that are really hungry for him, he takes notice. And I wonder if, you know, we're here at camp, and I'd like to think this is somewhat of a special place where God has desired to set his presence. And I think he looks down on Pilgrim Camp. Why? Because people come with a hunger and a desire for him. You can go a lot of other places. You can spend your summer doing a lot of other things. But we come here to meet Jesus. And he does not disappoint us. And so he stopped. And he commanded, he ordered that the man be brought to him. And now they all scrambled. Yes, yeah, so of course. Now Jesus said it. We're going to bring him. And so they went and they brought him, right? But this is the thing that I just wanted to see tonight. Jesus stood, commanded him. And when he came near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want that I should do for you?" Now, do you think Jesus knew he was blind? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So why did he ask him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Does Jesus know our need? Does he know our utter helplessness? Yet he waits for us to ask, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" You know, some people take the attitude toward God, well, God knows what I need. If God wants to help me, he'll help me. You know, it's as if... No, he's waiting for us to ask him. And that's what we heard tonight. "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Ye have not because ye ask not." And he's just waiting for us to ask him. Again, I don't, you know, "Yes, Lord, you know my needs." Jesus taught us that. Father sees, Father knows. Before you ask, he knows. Yes. So it's not about him not knowing what your need is, but it's about our desire. It's about our faith. And since the Lord says, it's faith as the grain of a mustard seed. I mean, that's like so small. So it's not really about how big your faith is, about how big your God is. And we said, "Open our eyes, Lord, to see how big our God is. What he can do. What he desires over you." I said this, I think, last night. God has more desire over us than we have desire toward him. He wants to bless us. He wants to meet us. He wants to fill us with himself. He wants to be known. But he wants to be wanted. He wants us to ask. So we asked this man, "What is it you want?" And he says, Lord, "I want to receive my sight. I want you to open my eyes. I want you to touch me." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Immediately, this man's request was answered. Immediately, he received his sight. Your faith. Is that what it says here? Thy faith. You see, he connected. Again, I'm going to go back to the beginning. He connected Jesus of Nazareth with the Son of David, with this one who was sent by God to be our deliverer, our redeemer. And somehow he had that sight. He was blind, but he had a sight. He had faith. Faith is the gaze of the soul upon a saving God. And here he's looking to Jesus, not with his natural eyes, but the eyes of his heart were being enlightened. And he said, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." And so, yes, we need to ask, but we need to ask in faith. Do you believe that he's able? Do you believe that he is willing? You know, when that I think it was the leper came to Jesus and he said to Jesus, if you're willing, Lord, you know, if you're willing, you can make me whole. Some of the translations translate the next part like this. Like Jesus saying, if I'm willing, of course I'm willing. And he touches him and he heals him. Of course I'm willing. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them who ask him? Matthew, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts? But now in Luke, it's the good gift, the best gift. It's the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. I was thinking also of that verse in the Old Testament. Ask for rain. In the time of the latter rain, ask for rain. Will God answer? Lord, we need the rain. Brother Mike prayed for revival in America. We need the rain in America. Lord, let it rain. But we need to ask. God's people need to ask. We need to ask in faith. Do we really want the rain? Do you think Bartimaeus really wanted to receive his sight? Think he really wanted it? I think so. God wants to bring us to that place where we really want him. We don't just want his blessings, not the those. He's blessed us in America. He's blessed us abundantly. You can go many places around the world and you can see a Christian people that are suffering. And yet they love the Lord and they serve him with all their hearts. And here in America, we just want his blessings so that we can be comfortable. And so, Lord, bring us to that place where we really desire you. Where we really want you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
God will not disappoint us. But he waits for us. God is waiting for those who are truly hungry and thirsty for himself. And so, Jesus, I pray that you would somehow create in us a hunger, a desire. Lord, we want you, Jesus. And so, Lord, help us to ask. Help us to truly ask in faith. And to continue to ask and to continue to seek and to knock until. Lord, we know that you will open the door. We know that you will send the blessing that we are seeking. We know that you are faithful to your word. And so, Lord, I pray, just as this man reached out to you in faith, cried out to you, would not be denied, I pray that you'd put that same desire in our hearts, that press in our souls. I want to know Christ. I want to be filled with Christ. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, set us free, Lord. Truly free so that we can ask. It's not about what others do, dear God. Help us. Help us, Lord, to run after you. And Lord, we do pray for our land. We do pray for our families. We do pray for our churches. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would pour out your Spirit. Oh, Jesus, send the rain, dear God. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, you've promised to send floods upon the dry ground. Floods. Abundance of rain. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And so tonight, Lord, we just come in that humility. Jesus, you are our only hope. We need you. Help us to see that. And to reach out and to cry out. Lord, open my eyes. Give me sight. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I saw God at work this week. Many of you know our sister Martha and sister Martha Weldon, and she was so desirous that her son, Brother Jim and sister Martha's son, Brian, would come to camp with his family. And God made a way for them this week. And I'm sure there were certain prayers upon her heart, certain expectations, also not sure. I think I can say this, right, Brother Paul? Can I say it? Yeah. Okay. And Brian and his wife are Catholic. They're from a church in Canada. He chose to accompany her to the Catholic Church and to raise their family that way. But he participates in the worship there. He leads the worship in the Catholic Church. And so he came here and sat in here in our meetings and entered right in. And I asked him one morning, I said, would you like to lead the song, I'd Rather Have Jesus? That was his father's favorite. He had mentioned that to me. I said, would you like to lead us in that song? He said, sure. And so I had said that to him privately. It was kind of, you'll smile a little bit at this. So I said, does anyone have a song? And I was expecting someone to call out a hymn. But he starts singing, I'd rather have Jesus, right from his seat. So I said, oh, come on up here. I want you to do it from here. So he did. But after he sang that, led us in that song, he stayed here. I'm waiting for him to sit down. But he stays here. And he's just worshiping the Lord, looking to the Lord. And all of a sudden he says, you know, I think you know this song. Open my eyes, Lord. And he leads us in that song. Now you might say, well, that's just... No, I say that's God at work. And coming to this man, and I didn't pray that God take him out of the Catholic Church. I prayed God use him where you've placed him. If that's where you've placed him, now use him. If you want to bring him out, you bring him out. If not, make him a blessing right there where he is. I mean, is that okay? You sure? I mean, we've got these labels and things, and we say, oh, well, is God bigger than that? Is God bigger?
Absolutely.
And so here we have people that are seeking for the Lord. And yes, I know there are people come out of that, yes. But he's leading people to Jesus where he is. And so I have to leave it with God. But open my eyes, that was the point there. He led us in that. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch him. and say that I love him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. Oh, if God could just write that upon our hearts. Oh, Jesus. And Jesus, you've given us the Comforter. You said the Comforter will reveal Christ in us. He will be with you, and he will be in you. Hallelujah. And so we've been challenged tonight. I believe God is, again, sending out the call. Ask, ask, ask. What is it you want me to do for you? Oh, God. If I don't have desire, God, put desire in my heart. Put it there, dear God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And so let's come tonight. Let's come in faith. What is it that you want the Lord to do for you tonight? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, fill me, Lord, fill me. Fill me, Lord, to overflowing.